Friday morning, and time again to chat with Mara Davis to get her picks on what concerts and shows are not to be missed this holiday weekend. Mara, good to see you. So what's first on your radar screen?
Good to see you, too. So if you need to burn off some calories by dancing and seeing some good music, my pick is Amos Lee at the Cobb Energy Center. I've been a fan of his for so long. Singer, songwriter, an incredible voice. He's got a new album called Masters of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. This is music to be cranked up, and I think to see him in that venue, what a perfect Friday night.
Buckhead Theater has a couple of interesting bands in their own right, but the names of the bands are kind of, you know, it's quite an interesting pairing.
You like that, don't you, Steve?
I do.
Okay. I have a feeling there are going to be a lot of college kids who are home for the weekend for Thanksgiving heading to the Buckhead Theater to see Moon Taxi and Ear Funk. And, of course, that's with a PH.
Of course it is, yeah.
So Moon Taxi, they're kind of a jam band. They're on the jam band scene. They're from Nashville. And Ear Funk is New Orleans-style funk. So I think that's a great double bill. You want to get your dance on after Thanksgiving or after shopping on Black Friday. That's a pretty cool double bill.
Moon Taxi, to me, the lead singer, sounds like, in a way, like Cy Kiernan of The Fix. When I hear him, I hear Cy, you know, one thing leads to another in my head.
Wow, you're dropping Fix with two X's. It's deep, Steve.
Well, it is homecoming weekend in a way. Everyone's home for Thanksgiving, and a lot of big-name local artists are playing in town. They're back to have their turkey, and they're going to play for their friends.
Absolutely. Andrea Paro is an Atlanta favorite, and he's going to be at Eddie's Attic. A nice, intimate show. And, you know, Angie writes songs for a lot of different artists. But he also has his own solo thing going on. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of friends and family and people who have been around with Andrea Paro over the years. And also, you can't forget about Sean Mullins, who does an annual Thanksgiving show always at the Variety Playhouse. So everything's going to be all right. Rock-a-bye, lullaby with Sean, one of Atlanta's favorite voices.
And to end the weekend, we've got an individual who, along with his partner, Kim Kardashian, I don't know of any other celebrity couple who has the ability to suck the attention of the media out of every room that they walk into. Kanye West in town?
Nothing says holiday cheer like Yeezus. Yes, Kanye West will be at Phillips Arena. And I have to say, Steve, I saw Kanye West with Jay-Z the last time they were in town. And I was dragged. I'm not going to lie. I got a ticket at the last minute. And as much as you want to roll your eyes at him and his ridiculous pants and his ego and attitude, he is pretty phenomenal live, and he brings the hits.
Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got calves still.
Kanye West, Sunday night, Yeezus Lives at Phillips Arena.
WABE contributor Mara Davis with Mara's Music Mix. You can find more information about the acts and artists she discussed on our website at wabe.org.